Good morning. Today's daf Nazir Nun Gimel. We're in Nun Beis Amud Beis. We're starting a little less than halfway down the Amud. We're starting with the words Tashma. And we're talking about Tumas Meis. The seventh parak here in its entirety is talking about Tumas Meis. And Nazir's Megaleach Tumas Meis. Everything goes back to the Mishnah Memtes. Mishnah Memtes Amud Beis gives a list. Al Eila Tumas Nazir Megaleach. So for the following Tumas, the Nazir is going to be Megaleach and he has to reboot his Naziris. In other words, two things are going to happen. He's Tumi Meis and he has to start again. Well, there are two things, but obviously there, two of them are totally interconnected. Now, it's possible to be metame lemeis and not to be megaleach, meaning that the threshold for a nazir to have to reboot his nazirus is going to be a higher threshold than just simply becoming tame meis. Okay, the way I described it back on Memtes is basically it's almost like a Venn diagram, in that there's tumas meis and then there's a nazir megaleach, and there's a lot of overlap, and in fact, much overlap. But it's not absolute. In other words, these two circles do not totally repeat itself. They don't go one directly over the other, but there's going to be some distinction. Good, and the Mishnah goes through. And what we have systematically been doing since we did the Mishnah is go through each one of the cases of the Mishnah, addressing the definition of each one of them. The Mishnah started off, it's just good chazara in general, just to go over this Mishnah. This Mishnah is obviously critical. It's a source for everything, all the discussion we had since then, and we're going to continue having. I mean, this discussion will go into tomorrow's daf, and that's it. In other words, tomorrow we start with a new Mishnah. But anyway, the Mishnah says that al ames va'al kizayis min ames. So if the nazir comes into contact with mace and kizayis min ames, and if you remember the first sugya that the Gemara had. Was how could that possibly be? Because Zayis Men Ames is Metame, and again, Mace over here is talking about the Basar, the flesh. So the Zayis Men Ames is going to be Metame. So of course the Mace is going to be Metame, and obviously the Mishnah over here is talking about Tumas Ohel. And then the Mishnah goes on, the Zayis Men Natesel, and Melo Tavid Rekiv, and we spent an entire day talking about Melo Tavid Rekiv, the dust, the decomposed dust of the bone. And then I'll Shejav al Gugolas. And then the Mishnah says that if a Nazir is Metame through Shejav al Gugolas, so then he's going to have to reboot his Naziris. You're Tame Mace, and you have to reboot your Naziris. And then after Shejav al Gugolas, and then the Mishnah talks about Avram and Amace and Avram and Achai. Okay. And Avram and Amace and Avram and Achai we're going to be discussing tomorrow's daf. But meanwhile, right now we're on Shejav al Gugolas. So that means Shejra, that's the vertebrae. Gugolas, that's the skull. If a Nazir is Metame through, now what was our question yesterday? Either was going to be either of the two or both of them. That was our discussion yesterday. Again, just to say this to be as clear as possible, because admittedly, all this can be a little bit confusing. And that is that we're talking about Tumas Ohel right now. We're not talking about Maga, we're not talking about Masa. We're talking about Tumas Ohel. In other words, to be under the same roof as these bones, is going to be Metame, and now the question is that you have to be under the roof of both Shedra or Gogolas, or just simply Shedra or Gogolas. Good. Gemara asked that question yesterday, and yesterday's Daf Nun Beis litigated this very issue, went over Brisas back and forth in terms of whether or not you need Shedra vil Gogolas. Tashma, we're continuing. We're on Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we are a little bit less than halfway down the Amud. And we're going to continue doing the same thing, litigating this very point of whether or not is Shedra Vilgugolas or is Shedra Ogugolas. So Tashma Ditanya, we learned the following Brisa B'Shamim Omrim Rav Atzamus Min Atzamim. O Mishnaim O Mishlosha. O Beisela Omrim Rav Min Agviya, Mirav Minyan Rav Minyan. So over here in the Brisa we have B'Shamim, we have Beisela. Okay. And they're discussing Rova. Okay, now Rova is a volume. It's Rova Hakav. Okay, forgive me. I don't know how to translate that into modern measurements, but whatever the case is, it is an absolute volume measurement. Good. And what they're both saying, well, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and in just a moment we're going to synthesize the two, because Rabbi Yeshua is of the position that they're really effectively saying the same thing, and that is that if I have a volume of bone, it's Metame Ba'ohel. Again, I want to try to be as clear as possible. If you just have a bone, and for a moment, let's take Shedra and Gogolas out of the picture for just a second. If you have just but a bone of human remains, and you share a roof with that bone, you're not tamei. In other words, it doesn't give off tumas ohel. In order for bones to be matame ba ohel, you need either rov minyan or rov binyan. You need either the significant bones that compromise the majority of the height of a person, that's rov binyan. Alternatively, you need rov minyan. You need the majority of the bones in terms of quantity, right? As we discussed already numerous times, they counted the total number of bones in the human body is 248. So majority of that would be 125. Okay. Now, if what I just said is accurate, which it is, so then why are we talking about a volume of bones? What is that discussion? So if we can wrap our heads around it, and mind you, by the way, I myself have only recently had more clarity on this, meaning this is I'd love to have heard myself 7 years ago, 14 years ago, trying to say this daf. I'm not sure if I understood as clearly as I do now, but okay. At least now I understand it better. And that is that the volume is talking about where I have rov minyan, and alternatively, I have rov binyan, but the bones are not shalim. They're not whole. So in other words, if I have bone fragments, so now what we need in order for there to be tumas ohel is a volume. Well, what is the volume? The volume is a rova. But it's not just a volume of bones. It also has to be that the bones are representative of the human, which is either going to be that those bone fragments are rov minyan or rov binyan. Okay, so if I could say it again, I just want to be clear because, again, it's confusing. I know it's confusing and I know there are variables. So let's just say it again. If the bones are intact and we now want to generate, we don't want to, but in other words, but if you're going to generate tumas ohel from these bones, so rov minyan. In other words, the majority of the height or the majority of the bones of the body. And that's going to generate tumas ohel. Alternatively, the bones are not intact. They're fragmented. But nevertheless, you have a volume of those bones. And the volume is going to be rova hakav. So as long as you have a volume of those bones, a minimum of a quarter kav of these bones. So then it's also going to give off tumas ohel. Okay. That's the halacha. Now, what we just read together is a braisa, and the braisa over here is quoting Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. They seem to be saying something which is disparate. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, they're not. They're effectively saying the same thing. It's just two different pathways to get to the same point. Am Rabbi Yeshua, yechon lasos divrei Beit Shammai v'divrei Beis Hillel ke'echad. So Rabbi Yeshua says that Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel on this particular issue are not disagreeing with one another. The Shebeit Shammai armei mishlaim ha-mishlasho mishnei shel kayim v'yerech echad. Okay. And what Beit Shammai is just simply saying is that, look, these bone fragments, as long as they're coming from the bones that make up the majority of the height of a person, so they're matame ba'ohal. Again, so the bones in which these fragments are coming from have to be significant, and I need a quarter kav of them. And in Beit Hillel, omri minagvia, omri rov binyan, omri rov minyan. And Beis Hillel is basically saying, yeah, and if the bones also are coming from, these bone fragments are coming from the majority of the human. So again, 248 is the total. Majority would be 125. So these bone fragments represent the 125 of a person. So, and you have a rova hakav. So then it's going to be matame boel. Rabbi Yeshua is saying basically, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both are saying that rova of kava bone fragments are good. Beit Shammai is focusing on the number 2 and 3 because he's talking about those bones that make up the majority of the height. Beit Hillel is talking about the majority of the bones, 125, because he's talking about the quote unquote less significant bones, but well, you make it up in quantity. You're at 125. Okay. Adkan. Now, all this, by the way, was really important. However, not relevant to our discussion at all. So everything I said was great, right? But as far as our discussion in our Gemara, irrelevant. What's relevant? The next line. Shammai Omer. Shammai says. Now, again, this is a little bit confusing, but Shammai over here is in distinction to Beit Shammai. Meaning up until now, we've been quoting Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel, and now the Brice here is quoting Shammai. And yes, it's a little bit weird that Shammai is arguing with his Talmidim. I know that. But nevertheless, Shammai Omer, So Shammai is of the following position, that if I have a bone of the skull, or if I have a bone of the vertebrae, so over here, according to Shammai, you don't even need the whole skull. You don't even need the entire vertebrae column. If all I have is just but simply a bone of the skull, or a bone of the vertebrae, I guess what you and I would call a vertebrae, so then, according to Shammai, that is metame ba'ohel. Okay, now, obviously, we don't follow the viewpoint of Shammai. But in other words, but what Shammai creates for us is a great starting point. And now the Gemara is going to comment. So, the Gemara doesn't even comment. We're now left to figure it out on our own. So in other words, what the Gemara now is assuming is that, look, let's take this viewpoint of Shammai, right? It's a radically stringent viewpoint. By the way, I use the word radical here in context. But it's a radically stringent viewpoint. That if all I have is just but one of the vertebrae, not even the entire one, or a bone of the skull, so that's metame ba'ohel. That's the sheet of Shammai. So using that as our starting point, so we know the Chachamim argue with Shammai. So it's now fair to speculate that where the Chachamim stand, I need the entire skull. Alternatively, I need the entire vertebrae. Oh. Right?
They don't have to be together.
But they, exactly the point. But in other words, but if Shammai now is our starting point, and we know the Chachamim disagree, but at least what we could put the Chachamim on is that you need the entire skull. Alternatively, I need the entire vertebrae, but I don't need both. Perfect. Okay, good. So Shani Shammai de Machmir. So the Gemara says, okay. So Shammai's position is different. So the Gemara says, okay, but Liv Shamine, Tamid de Shammai de Machmir, Harabana Dika Shedra, Vogogolas. So maybe the Chachamim's position is I need Shedra Vilgo Golas, and the Gemara says low. Ad kan lo plig Rabban Allah de Shammai ela beetzem echadasi mina Shedra and mina Golas of Ahechadisa beinei afilu chadim inhon. So the Gemara says, look, I can have the Chachamim. I know Chachamim are a departure from Shammai. That part I know. How far a departure from Shammai, we don't know. Shammai is taking this really stringent view. That you just simply need a bone of the skull, a bone of the vertebrae. Good, that's Shita Shammai. Where the Chachamim? I don't know. Somewhere away from there. Either the Chachamim could be that I need both the Shedra in its entirety and the Golgolas. Alternatively, no. According to the Chachamim, it could be the Shedra in its entirety or the Golgolas. So basically, the Gemara says, look, right from this Braisa, We can't arrive at a conclusion. We don't have a deduction. Okay. Adkan. Okay. We're not stopping here. In other words, but that takes us to the end. And so to Gemara's question, which started yesterday and we finished it today, even though really this is part of yesterday's stuff. So what comes out now is that our question of understanding of the Mishnah that the Nazir's Megaleach when it's Shedra and now we don't know. It's either Shedra Ogulgolus or Shedra Vilgogolas. Okay, next. By Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asks the following question. Okay, admittedly, by the way, this next section of the Gemara, it's a little bit challenging. As if what we've been doing up until now hasn't been challenging, but this next section is a little bit challenging. Rovat Samas Meneshedra Vilgogolas Mai. Okay, to spend a moment explaining the question of Rami Bar Chama. So let's back up for just a moment. Once again, let's go back to that all important Mishnah on Mem Tesamid Beis. So what did the Mishnah say that a Nazir is going to be Megaleach when he's Metame Meis? It's not that simple. As we already pointed out, but let's say it again. In other words, it's not for every Tumas Meis. For a Nazir to be Megaleach, the threshold has got to be a little bit higher. Okay, so once again, let's focus on our bones, shall we? Okay, so if a Nazir were, or for that matter, any person were to come into contact with bones, and again, contact over here, I'm just focusing on Ohel, on Tumas Ohel. So the word contact is misleading. I take it back. Okay, if you're sharing a roof with bones, so you're going to be Metame when either those bones make up Rov Minyan, the majority of the number of bones that a person has, 125, or Rov Binyan, the majority of the height. The really significant bones, the femur, and the it was seemingly the shin bone as well. But what constitutes the majority of the height of the person? Okay, Those are when the bones are intact. Okay. What if those bones are not intact? In other words, they're fragmented. So those fragmented bones now, so now I need a new measuring tool. What's my new measuring tool? Volume. How much volume? So here we have to go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when these bones are fragmented, so then, v'achatzi kav atzamos. So the Mishnah here in Nazir tells us that I need a chatzi kav in order for there to be tumas ohel. Now, hopefully you're wondering and thinking to yourself, wait one second, right? Just earlier this morning, all of 10 minutes ago, so we talked about rova hakav. Okay. Why over here are we talking about chatzi kav when meanwhile we just learned together rova hakav? So now what you have to do is you have to go back to my Venn diagram, okay, which I'm not illustrating right now. Just, you know, in other words, but if it's just a good way to think about it, and that is that rova hakav that we just learned together, that's for standard tumas ohel and tumas meis. In other words, for rova hakav, you're tamei meis. But for a nazir, for him to have to reboot his nazirus, you need chatzi kav. Okay? In other words, so the threshold for a nazir in order for him to have to reboot nazirus is that not just be tamei meis, but tamei meis through a chatzi kav. That's twice the amount that would normally make a person tamei meis. So far, so good. Even that alone, by the way, right? If you didn't get it, go back, hit rewind, play it again. Okay, that's a very critical point. Okay, that's what we learned together in our Mishnah. So for bone fragments, so the volume measurement standard to become tamei meis is a quarter kav, and then for a nazir to be megalech, you need chatzi kav. So far, so good. If that's clear. Now, here is the question on the table. I understand that the threshold for the nazir is now a higher threshold when dealing with the fragments of bones, that the measurement is going to be a chatzi kav. But, what if those bones were like special bones? What if those bones were the Shedra and the Golgolas? So for the nazir to be megaleach, are we still operating now with that higher threshold of chatzi kav, or maybe not? Maybe because these bones, specifically, Shedra v'Golgolos, maybe because they're more chashuv. How do I know they're more chashuv? It's very simple. Because we know that when the Shedra and Golgolos are intact, they're metame ba'ohel. So these are special bones. So maybe for these bones, if I don't have the bones in their shlemus, but I have fragments of these bones, maybe for these bones, the fragmented volume for these bones are not a chatzi kav, but maybe they're only a quarter kav. That's the question on the table. And I admit, by the way, of the discussions that we're having over the course of the seventh perek, this one is complicated. It took me a while, even though, Baruch Hashem, not my first round of going through Nazir, but it took me a while to really wrap my head around what is being asked. And the Gemara, I'll just give it away right now, the Gemara is going to be inconclusive on it, but at least now I've wrapped my head around the question. Okay, I'm happy about that. So, and hopefully I expressed it well. Okay, hopefully. So, by Rami Barchama Rav Atzamos Min Shezhar V'Gogolos, Ma'aki Ketani Chatzi Kav Atzamos Hechadika Mishari Vara, Aval Min Shezhar V'Gogolos Techamire, Afilo Rav Atzamos. And so, good. Now, reading the Gemara is easy now, because I kind of set it up. So now, maybe, yes, it's true. Our Mishnah talks about Chatzi Kav being now the volume threshold for the Nazir to be Megaleach, but that's from the other bones. But when you're dealing with Shedra v'Golgolos, again, they're more significant bones. And so maybe for Shedra v'Golgolos, now the volume is going to be less. It'll be quarter kav. Maybe no. Maybe once I have the fragmented bones, so then the shear for Nazir to be Megalech is always going to be chatzi kav, even if those fragments are coming from Shedra v'Golgolos. Amar Rav Tashma. Okay, that's the question. And now the rest is easy. Right, easy. What we're going to do is what we have been doing. We're going to quote a Mishnah, we're going to quote a Braisa, we're going to see if we can disprove from a Mishnah or a Braisa. Tashma Shedra v'Golgolos Yisagadacha Rav Atzamos Dasi Mina Shedra v'Golgolos Chamir Lesnei Al Rova Atzamos Haba Mina Shedra. So if this were in fact the case, why wouldn't the Mishnah just simply say it? meaning the Mishnah is giving us a list of, here's when the Nazir is going to be Megaleach. And if quarter kav of Sheshva Gogolos, in fact, is going to be one of those things, why not have it written in the Mishnah? Vaha Rava Hudamar, Lo Nitzrucha Ela L'Sheshva Gogolos She'in Behem Rova Tzamos. And now it was Rava himself. We're on the top of Nigim Lamed Aleph. It was Rava himself who said that the entire point of the mission was for Shezer Gagolos that do not have Rova Atzamos. So the Gemara says, Basa Deshama Me Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, yes, it's true. He said that, but he said that only after he heard that from Rabbi Akiva. Whether those words belong in the Gemara or not, unclear. But anyway, the Gemara's point is as follows, is that the Mishnah's listing of Sheshva Gogolos is for Sheshva Gogolos itself, meaning that the Mishnah needs to tell us that that just simple ohel from the skull or from the vertebrae. Again, I added the word or, we don't know. It could be or, it could be and. But the point of our Gemara is that the mentioning of Sheshva Gogolos is for Sheshva Gogolos itself, meaning whether or not now I have fragments of that bone and whether the shear is a quarter or whether it's a half. The Mishnah didn't even get to that point because the Mishnah wanted to first address the Sheshva Gogolos itself. Okay, good. Tashma. Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, three lines down. Shamei Omer Etzamecha Min HaSheshva O Min HaGogolos. So again, we go back to that position of Shamei. Again, it's a radical position. I'm saying the word radical in context. So it's a radical position. Shamei says that even if I have a bone of the skull, meaning it's not even the entire skull, or if I have a bone of the vertebrae, so Shammai says, you're mitame ba'ohel. So the Gemara says, Shani Shammai demach mitzvei. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Shammai is a most extreme position. He's super machmir. So the Gemara says, Liv Shamina, tamid de Shammai demachmir halarabana adika chatzi kavatamos. And the Gemara says again, so if Shammai now is our starting point, meaning we know we don't accept Shammai's position, and we also know the Chachamim argue with Shammai. So now it's just a question of, so where to adjust the Chachamim to? Oh, so if the Chachamim are more makel, so, and I have the bone fragments, even if it's of the skull, even if it's of the vertebrae, so the Chachamim say, when does a Nazir reboot? Only by Chatzi Kav. Okay? And again, just everyone keep in mind, the more volume you need, the more makel you are. Meaning that the Nazir does not have to reboot until he comes into contact with, so in other words, the higher the volume is, the more makel you are. So that's why the Gemara now is going to be putting the setting at chatzi kav, because that's more makel. So the Gemara says, okay, that's great. Look, all I know is that Shammai is a really, really radical viewpoint. And he says a bone of the skull, a bone of the vertebrae. Where do the Chachamim exist now in terms of their position? Somewhere less radical. But As the Gemara now is about to articulate, I don't know where it is. So the Gemara says, "Dilma ad kan lo pligi rabban elad de shamei la beatzamechad aval berovat samos afila rabban amodu." Okay, but we could just as easily say that according to the Chachamim, when I have bone fragments of the skull, when I have bone fragments of the vertebrae, so it could very well be that according to the Chachamim, you don't need a chatzi kav, you need only a rova hakav. And again, the reason would be is that these are more significant bones. I don't need as much of them in order for the Nazir to be Megalech. Okay, Adkan. That takes us now to the end of our, let's call it our second discussion this morning. And that is that when I have bone fragments, so our Mishnah taught us that I need Chatzi Kav. What the Gemara suggested and at least entertained for just a little bit is that what if I have the bone fragments of the skull or the vertebrae? So maybe now the volume shear is going to be not a chatzi kav, but maybe a rova kav, because these bones are more significant. Gemara leaves that question unresolved. We are Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. We are a third of the way down, short daf. So I'm Rebbe Elazar Zekenim HaRishonim. So Rebbe Elazar says the following, that as far as Zekenim HaRishonim, right, earlier generations. So Miksetzam HaYomim Chatzi Kav Atzamos V'Chatzi Logdam Lakol. And Rova Atzamos V'Rivi Azdam Lo Lakol. Okay, so some are of the position that the standard measurement for Tumas Ohel is going to be Chatzi Kav Atzamos and Chatzi Logdam. Okay, That is the opinion of some. And for everything. Meaning in order to generate Tumas Ohel, so it's always going to be Chatzikav. And there are others who are of the position that it's always going to be a Rova Kav and a Revius of Dam. Okay, good. So in other words, so if I have bone fragments, so the volume necessary of these bone fragments is going to be a Rova HaKav, quarter Kav. And that's going to be across the board. And finally, based in Shalachrim Amru, Chatzi Kav Atzamas V'Chatzi Logdam Lakol, and Rova Atzamas V'Revias Dam Luk Truma V'Kachim Avalol Nazir V'Oseh Pesach. And then we have a middle position. Okay, and it, by the way, in the context, you saw this coming, meaning we have basically have our two extreme positions that the measurement is always Chatzi Kav. That's one viewpoint. The measurement is always Rova HaKav. That's another viewpoint. And then this middle position that we're doing right now is that we're going to split the difference. Sometimes it's Chatzi Kav, sometimes it's Rova HaKav. Okay, so when is it going to be Rova HaKav? It'll be Rova HaKav for Truma and Kachim. So that means to say that if I have a quarter Kav of bone fragments and I share a roof with those quarter Kav of bone fragments, so I'm Tame Meis, inhibiting me now from Truma and Kachim. From eating chuma, from eating kachim. But for a nazir, nazir does not have to reboot his nazirus. Okay. And for karm pesach, you can eat karm pesach. Now, it happens to be, there is a really extensive discussion. Meaning, let's just make sure that we're understanding. If you are in a room with, sharing a roof with a quarter kav atzamos, so you are Tamei Meis, but you're allowed to eat Karm Pesach. And we're not talking about over here where the majority of the Jewish people are Tamei Meis, because if that were the case, so then you can be in a perfect state of Tumah and enjoy Karm Pesach. So, but over here, if you only had exposure to Rova Kavat Samos, you can eat Karm Pesach, meaning Karm Pesach has a carbon. So so what exactly does the Braisa over here mean that you're allowed to eat Karm Pesach? So I'll leave the question there. It's a big question, right? Or exactly the meaning behind this particular point of the Braisa. All we're going to do, in other words, I'm hitting the eject button on the Karm Pesach. Cause I know it's a really lengthy discussion. But what I'm just simply going to do is focus on Nazir. Meaning that what we just learned together is really what we saw all the way back on Daf Mem Tes. But what now we understand, however, it's a really compromised position. Some say that for Tumas Meis, it's always going to be Chatzi Kav. Some are of the position that for Tumas Meis, it's always going to be Rova Kav. And now where do we land right now? Splitting the difference. That for general Tumas Meis, so that in order to eat Shuma, in order to eat Karbanos in general, it's going to be Rova Kav. For a Nazir, it's going to be Chatzi Kav. So now we see that really is a compromise position. So the Gemara over here is bothered. The Gemara says, yeah, you know what? It's not a compromise position. Okay. And Tosfos over here explains, and I'm going to say it outside. When do you call something a compromise position? A compromise position is where, obviously, we're at disagreement. But in other words, all the variables are out there. And then you take some of the variables and I'll take some of the variables. That's a compromise position. But over here, if I'm saying half and you're saying a quarter, but that's it. In other words, and there are no variables introduced. And now you want to go ahead and you want to say, well, you know what? On this, this, and this, we'll do quarter kav. On this, this, and this, we'll do chatzi kav. But you're introducing the variables. Right? In other words, so basically you're manufacturing a compromise. Gemara says, you can't manufacture a compromise. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi mi pishmua amru mi pichaga zecharia malachi. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Meaning, you can't manufacture a compromise. However, we're not manufacturing. This is a Masorah, a long-standing Masorah. Go back to Chaga Zecharia Malachi. So those are the last of the Nevi'im, members of the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, right? And they were the ones who shared with us this distinction between Chatzi Kav and Rova Kav. And so the Gemara says it's not a manufactured, it's not a manufactured compromise. Okay, good. Adkan, that takes us now to the end of our, let's call that our third discussion for this morning. And that's going to be, eventually what is the accepted halacha that for Tumas Mace in general, so in the bone fragments, Rova Hakav. When it comes for a Nazir in his rebooting of his Nazirus, Chatzi Kav. Okay, and the truth of the matter is we knew that already, but in other words, we know that because, you know, in other words, because of this Gemara over here, meaning the finished product, meaning our Mishnah Nazir says Chatzi Kav, the Mishnah Olos, which we never really learned inside, but I encourage you to take a look at the beginning of the second Perek of Olos. So there it talks about Rova Hakav. Why here Chatzi Kav? Why there Rova Kav? It's because it's a compromise.
What's the volume of a Kav?
Huh? What is the volume? I don't know.
Approximately.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
There's no definition.
No, there is. I don't know.
I don't see.
Okay. Okay. Al Eilu HaNazir Megaleach. I also would appreciate if I had a sense of how much it is, but whatever. I don't know. Al Eilu HaNazir Megaleach. So Al Eilu Dereshul Amote Etzim Kesara. Okay. Now, Al Eilu. Again, that Mishnah Memtes. It's everything. Right? It's what we've been discussing. It's the foundation for our entire discussion. So when the Mishnah says Al Eila Tumas Hanazir, Hanazir Megaleach. So you're right. You hear the emphasis, you hear the punctuation. So it's on these that a Nazir is going to be Megaleach. So obviously what the Mishnah over here is looking to do is obviously be Medayik. In other words, we have to be incredibly precise when reading the Mishnah and looking at every one of the examples in the Mishnah. So, Al Eila Nazir Megaleach, Al Eila Deresh Lamute, Etzem Kisaora. Damagavamaso in the Al Ahilo Lo. Oh. So in other words, if let's say you have a bone chip, a bone fragment. Okay? Now, as we've said again and again, the more I say it, the more we're going to absorb it. As we say it again and again, when you have a bone chip, so it's not going to give off Tumas Ohel. What is it going to do? It's going to give us Tumas Magan Masa. So if I were to touch the bone chip, if we were to carry the bone chip, so then you are in fact going to be Tame. And another is going to be Megaleach. So, but when the Mishnah says that Al Eilu, it means when these items, and again, the Mishnah of Mates, Chatzi Mates, the listing, and when it comes to the bones, Rova Hakav. Sorry, I said it wrong. Chatzi Kav. So only when I have a Chatzi Kav of bone chips, then and only then, Tumas Ohel. For a single bone chip, and I say single bone chip, it doesn't have to be a single. Anything less than Chatzi Kav, so then it doesn't give off Tumas Ohel. However, Magan Masa does. You were to touch it, you were to carry it, okay, you become Tame. Val Eila de Sefer Lamute Evan Schuchis. Now when it says, Al Eilu at the end of the Mishnah, meaning once again, the Mishnah not only said Al Eilu in the beginning, the Mishnah said Al Eilu at the end. Al Eila Nazir Megaleach. And then the Mishnah goes on and you do Hazan, the day, third day, and the seventh day. So not only does it say Al Eilu once in the Mishnah, it says it a second time in the Mishnah as well. So why does it say it a second time in the Mishnah? So Evan Hasechuchis. Now Evan Hasechuchis, Tosfos goes on to explain that basically what you have is you have stones and the mace is under one of them and you don't know which one, and then you walked underneath one of them, but you don't know which one is like, it's like the shell game of Tumas Mace. And you don't know which one which one was sharing the roof together with the mace. So under those circumstances, so you don't have to reboot your Nazirus. Okay. Bottom Tosfos over here says it obviously better than I did, but anyway, that's the second Al Eilu.
He's not Megaleach.
He's not Megaleach. Correct, correct.
It makes sense. If it's a
suffix, right?
He cannot bring kolonis.
Yep, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Therefore,
he's not Megaleach. Okay, fair. Okay. Chatzi Okay, now we are on Nun Gibel Amud Beis, Chatzi Kavatsamos. Now we're up to the next case of the Mishnah, Chatzi Kavatsamos in Rova Tzamos Lo. Okay, so yes to Chatzi Kavatsamos, no to Rova Kav. So the Gemara says, well, if you don't have Chatzi Kav, and you only have Rav Akav. So the Gemara says, well, wait one second. If, in fact, you were to come into contact with it, so in other words, that's some kesara, right? So the Gemara says, typically, mishum etzim kesara, ela di'ik mechaf muche, the Gemara says, it was ground into a fine powder. So in other words, the bones were ground into a fine powder. So now, so you don't have the volume of chatzikav. And what about the fact that now, but you still have bone chips, and if I were to touch it, you would be megalech? The Gemara says, no, not even for that as well. Why? Because you don't have the volume of chatzikav, and each of the bone chips themselves are less than a sa'ora. Right? The sa'ora is the size of a barley. Okay, obviously that's a really small bone chip, but in other words, they were powdered, so you don't even have that as well. Okay. Al Avram and Amez, Val Avram and Achai Sheish Lem Basar Karai. Let's start. I was thinking about saving it for tomorrow, but let's at least start this next subject. Okay, we're up to the next case of the Mishnah. Okay, so we're making our way through. We're almost done. So the listing of the Mishnah, we so far have covered Meis Chatzi Meis, I'm sorry, Meis Kezayis Ben Ameis, Netzel, okay, that was pretty gross, but we covered that. Melotar Ved Rekev, right, that's the decomposition to the point where it's at the point of dust, but in other words, a spoonful of it. We spent an entire daf dedicated to that. Shedra Gugolas, we can now say, we spent a daf talking about that as well. Shedra or Gugolas, Shadra and Gugolas. Aver min Amesa, Aver min Achai. Sheesh alav basa karai. And now we're up to the Avarim. We're up to the limbs. So Aver min Amesa. So if you have the limb of a mace. Gemara starts off the discussion. Aver min Amesa, Aver min Achai. Sheesh alav basa karai. So as long as there is a significant amount of flesh on the Aver, so it's going to be Metame Be'oha. So ain't alain basakarai my. So what if it does not have what if it doesn't have sufficient basar? So Rav Yochanan may ain't nazir megalech alem or Yishlokish amar nazir megalech alayhen. So let's say you have an aver, so you have a limb, and the limb is a composite. It's got the bone. It's got basar. Right. Let's even say it has gidim. I'm not sure if that's necessary, but. In other words, but it does not have a sufficient amount basar. Now, what does that mean, sufficient amount basar? So what that means is that there's not enough where, had this limb been alive, it would have regenerated. Okay, so what if it doesn't have sufficient? Now, the easiest thing to do is to take the position of Rav Yochanan. Okay, I don't have a position, meaning my opinion is not meaningful. But in other words, Rav Yochanan's position is easier to understand. You read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you have an Aver and you have significant amount of Basar, so then it's going to be Metame Bo'o. So the simplest reading of the Mishnah would then be, is that if I don't, it's not Metame Bo'o. So if you were to take a position, again, we can't. But in other words, if we're trying to understand a position, Rav Yochanan is certainly easier to see in the Mishnah. Reish Lakish, however, is a little bit more difficult. Reish Lakish says that the nazir is megalech aleihem. Okay. Even if it doesn't have a significant amount of basar. Rav Yochanan amar inu nazir megalech aleihem. Reish Lakish amar nazir megalech aleihem. Okay. And the Gemara goes on to explain. Rav Yochanan amar inu nazir megalech aleihem. Dahaktani bereish aleiv al ameis va aleiv min achai. V'chulei. Sheish lem kazayis basar in. Aval ein aleihem lo. And the Gemara says, look, Rav Yochanan's position, I don't know, it's just a simple reading of the Mishnah. And being medayik and being precise when you read the Mishnah. And Rabbi Shimon Malakish Amar Megalech Midalo Ketani B'Seifa. And Reish Lakish will tell you, well, it doesn't say so in the Seifa. So when the next Mishnah goes on to say what the Nazir is not going to be Megalech on, so it didn't mention this. And Rav Yochanan Amar Lecha Kol Heichad Amashma Michlala Lo Ketani B'Seifa. So the Gemara says, well, what Rav Yochanan will counter is the following. If I can critically deduce from our Mishnah, so in the Reisha, that's the Reisha, so then the Seifa doesn't need to say it. In other words, the Seifa would feel that would be repetitive in nature. Meaning, according to Rav Yochanan, what's clear in the Mishnah, both explicitly and implicitly, then would just simply become redundant in the next Mishnah. And that's why the next mission doesn't need to say it. Okay? So so the Gemara says, okay, Rav Yochanan, I don't think you're right. Meaning, again, Rav Yochanan says both the explicit and implicit points of our Mishnah don't need to be repeated in the next Mishnah. And the Gemara says, okay, but our Mishnah says, when's the Nazir Megaleh Chatzi Kav? And you know what the upcoming Mishnah will tell us? If it's Rova Kav, the Nazir's not Megaleh. Rav Yochanan, didn't you say that both explicit and implicit points don't need to be repeated? So the Gemara says, Hasami Lav Rova Tzamas Havamina Afil Amagova Amasolo. Lahachi Yitzrich Lemisne Rova Tzamas Ala Ailan Hu De Eina Nazir Megaleh. Megaleh. Pause. Period. So the Gemara says it's not repetitive. It's not a redundancy. Why? I'll tell you why. Because if I have Rova Kavatsamos, so despite the fact that it's not Mitame Ba'ohel, and I knew that already from the ratio of the Mishnah, I'll give you that. But you know what we didn't know? Is that that's only Tamas Ohel. If it's Maga or Masa, so then the Nazir does have to reboot his Naziris. And I only know that from the Seifa. I wouldn't have known that had there not been the Seifa. So Rav Yochanan, in his defense, would tell you that that Seifa is not just a redundancy, and I need that Seifa to teach me about Maga Masa. Ha chatzi log dam deshamas mine chatzi log dam in revias dam lovik tani b'seifa revias dam. So the Gemara says, okay, counterpoint, let's go to the blood. Now again, how much blood makes a person tame ba'ol? Is mitame ba'ol? Revias dam. Revias log dam. Again, for the Nazir, the numbers go up. Chatzi log for the Nazir. Okay? Now, again, Rav Yochanan, you're telling me that explicit and implicit information don't need to be repeated. So here I get it. The Mishnah, our Mishnah tells us that's the ratio. That when you have Chatzi log dam, the Nazir is, and the Nazir was under the same roof of Chatzi log dam, he now has to reboot his Naziris. He's Megaleach. Okay? And again, that's the explicit. What's the implicit? Anything less than that? And he doesn't have to be Megaleach. And yet, in the Sefer, the Mishnah says, you know, if it's Revi is Dam, the Nazir is not Megaleach. Okay, good. Rav Yochanan, what do you do with that? So the Gemara says, Hasam Lafuki Mid Rabbi Akiva. Dam Rabbi Akiva, Revi is Dam, Abam Shem Esim Metame Ba'ohel. Gemara says, no, I need it. Why? Because that the Sefer is coming to exclude itself from the viewpoint of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that if I have blood, but that blood, the volume is made up of from two remains, from two different bodies, Rabbi Akiva says that will be Matame Ba'ohel. I need the next mission to tell me a rejection of that viewpoint of Rabbi Akiva. Okay. It's not just simply repeated information. It's necessary information to exclude ourselves from the viewpoint of Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Adkan. We'll stop over there. Here we'll stop. Tomorrow we'll pick it up. Hi, Avram and Amaze. Okay. Let's quickly review. Okay. Definitely challenging daf today, but let's review. Okay. The, number one, we finished off the Gemara's discussion yesterday of Nun Beis, of Shedra Vigogolus or Shedra Ogogolus. And after having an entire daf dedicated to the discussion of is it either or is it both, Gemara leaves that question unresolved in terms of whether or not the Nazir is Megaleach. Okay, that's number one. Number two, a really detailed and definitely complicated question of when I have bone fragments and I have a volume of the bone fragments, the Nazir is going to be Megaleach. How much bone fragments do I need in volume? Chatzi kav for a Nazir to be Megaleach. What if the bone fragments are coming from Shedra or the Gulgolas? They're more significant bones. Maybe the volume is going to be not a half, but maybe a quarter. The question around me, Bar Chama, the Gemara discusses, the Gemara leaves that question unresolved. That's number two. Number three, the compromise. So we know that when it comes to bone fragments, I need a volume. How much of the volume do I need? So there are the two extreme viewpoints. One viewpoint is that for every area of halacha, I always need a half a kav. Another viewpoint is that for every area in halacha, I need a quarter of a kav. And where do we land? We're in the middle. The compromise position of for truma, for kachim, quarter of a kav. For nazir and karm pesach, a half of a kav. That's a compromise position. The Gemara balked at that because that's a manufactured compromise, meaning none of the two extreme positions ever talked about these variables. And now we're introducing the variables in order to create a compromise. And the Gemara says that's a manufactured compromise. The Gemara says, in other areas of halacha, you're right, that would be. But over here, it's a Mesorah from Chag and Zechariah Malachi. Our next discussion of this morning, Al Elu, right? The Mishnah in our Memtes said Al Elu not once but twice. And why would the Mishnah say Al Elu? So the Lema'ute, in other words, for exclusionary purposes, Etzim Kesor is excluded, as is Evan Aschuchis. And finally, our last discussion for this morning is that when the Mishnah talks about Kav Atzamos, so Kav Atzamos meaning that if I have less than Kav Atzamos, so then Nazir is not going to be Magaleach. The Gemara says, I don't understand. If it's less than Kav Atzamos, but he touches it, isn't the Nazir going to be Magaleach? The Gemara says, no. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the bones were powdered. And since they were pulverized and powdered, so then, in other words, you don't have the Chatzikav, nor do you have the Etzim Kisora. And finally, the Avram and Ames, if I have a limb, but it has less than significant amount of Basar, right? Basar Karoi, if it has less than that, is the, and so now you're sharing a roof with a limb, an aver, but it has less than the basar karoi. So are you going to be, is an Nazir going to have to reboot his Nazirus? So oddly enough, that's a machlokus. Even though the critical reading of our mission would seem to be that he's not going to be Megalech, but it's a machlokus between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says that a Nazir is not going to be Megalech. Why? Because just deductively, meaning look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that when's a Nazir Megalech? Only when you're sharing a roof with a Aver. And that Aver has to have Basar Karoi. The clear implication would be, if it's less than that, if it does not have sufficient amount of Basar on it, so then the Nazir is not going to be Megalech. That's how Rav Yochanan reads our Mishnah. It's a, like I said, it's an easy way to read our Mishnah, because that's a critical reading of the Mishnah. And then a debate between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, well, if that's true, so then why do we have the Seifa? So what the Gemara did, not once but two times over, is that for Rav Yochanan, the Sefer was a necessary point. It wasn't superfluous.